So this is from Red State's Bonchi. Thank you for the article title, Bonchi. It's been at least a few days since Joe Biden has done something that makes eyes dart in perplexed fashion. But that streak was really a few days. I think you might be giving him too much credit. But that streak was broken yesterday. Of course, he's been hiding since returning from Europe, so he didn't have much opportunity to show off his senility earlier this week. Still, progress is progress. Today, the president held a presser after announcing a big infrastructure deal. Few GOP members, blah, blah, blah. During the presser, things did get weird. Let me know if you can hear this, Justin. I have other audio if I can get to it. This entire interaction is just breathtakingly shocking that this is the man that the press and celebrities and education are all upholding as the great leader, Joe Biden. You decide for yourself.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill. The environment. Pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
That's probably the best place to end that audio clip. What's happening? Because what in the hell just happened there? I don't know.
What?
Is he trying to be like the Joker? What is the purpose of whispering? And he's had these volume control issues before. He's had these volume control issues before. Remember when he was screaming in press conferences, when he was yelling into the microphone, and people are like, "What? Why are you yelling?" And so, it's absolutely sad to see this. A, because this is the person we're told is the leader of the free world. And B, what the hell is going on? Why do you have to whisper, buddy? Why do you have to... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I'm frustrated. This is exactly what we're seeing. But the press is just as complicit in this as anybody else. Any normal press, any journalist worth their salt would go, "Mr. President, why are you whispering loudly into the microphone? What's wrong? Are you all right?" No, somebody's, and that's what I'm trying to say clumsily enough. Different varieties of dementia. Your brain is not functioning properly, which is explained sometimes when he's yelling into the microphone or his swings in behavior, like the time when he was talking about Putin and he got mad at the girl and then he turned into Happy Gilmore 5 seconds later. He's like, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry."
It felt like he was that grandparent whispering to his grandchild's ear, saying, "Hey, don't tell your mom. I got you that ice cream."
Yeah, and this is just not a good look. Excuse me. It's just not a great look for anybody, which is why this just shows you how much of a joke federal politics are. That this guy is supposed to be the leader of the free world. I'm not trying to mock it. I'm really not at this point because, I mean, I call him Ice Cream Joe, but because he's not the president, I got to call him something. And then he just grunts things. And it just shows between doing the press conference out front of the White House and doing this, the man doesn't have the mental faculties to do multiple press conferences in one day. Remember, the meeting with Putin was supposed to go 4 hours. They didn't even make it. They barely made it three. They barely made it 3 hours with that press conference. And it is elder abuse. It's terrible. It's terrible to watch this. Everybody else making money off of him. And of course, I mean, that's just, I mean, really, that's just a Biden family tradition at this point. So we have that. And that was just a strange, if you're the leaders of Europe, if you're Putin, if you're Z, if you're even Justin Trudeau, the former substitute teacher, sitting back going, this is the guy I got to deal with? This is the guy, I mean, yeah, Kamala's an idiot, but at least she can try to form two sentences together coherently. Sometimes. They literally take this old man, and I'm not trying to, he is an old man, and they waddle him out, and the press does what they can. Those are easy questions that he's getting. It's not the, this is not the press corps that went at it with Trump for 2.5 hours. Remember the glory days of the Trump presidency early on when Trump would just come out and do press conferences for 2 hours and make fun of people. He would actually wear the press out. They'd leave. And they were trying to yell at him. This, they are giving him softball. They have softballs wrapped in bubble wrap being handed to him in oven mitts. And the man still reacts with anger. He reacts with shock. Why are you asking me this question? Also, whispering is a form of condescension. It's a form of condescension in the manner of, well, I have to tell you, stupid little child, in a low voice, as quietly as possible, because you weren't smart enough to get it the first time. It's absolutely a form of disrespect. But then again, the guy doesn't know. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what he's doing. And if anybody still says that he is, you're just fooling yourself. You can hate Donald Trump all you want. But if you're sitting back and saying that what is happening in Washington, D.C. right now is acceptable in any way, shape, or form, then you might be suffering from dementia. Because that's just... I would love to talk to a Biden supporter, or a Democrat right now, like a hardcore Democrat. How do you see this? Are you happy with how this is going? The seeing Joe Biden yell and whisper and joke and forget things, like when he's reminded about the tragedy in Florida. Take a listen to this. Like, Kamala had to actually block him from leaving. And said, hey, you can see the video. She's like, you got to say something about Florida. You got to say something about Florida. Go back. I forgot. Yeah, we know you forgot. And the way this whole thing is being covered, the way the press is running coverage for him, it's absolutely just astounding that they're trying to convince us that this guy is the president. This guy got 80 million votes. This guy is this. This guy, no, he's not. And he's not even, what, 6 months into the president? He's a little over 6 months into this. Showing a lot of wear. Showing a lot of wear on that brain. And it's only going to get worse. at what point does this man, and I'm not trying to be mean again, I'm trying to throw this out to you here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. When does he throw a fit in the middle of a press conference? When does he just stop and throw a fit in the middle of his press conference? Like, straight out. An infant-like fit. Because, I mean, at that point, your brain is essentially the same thing. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes from there. But that is between him and the lady at the border right now who doesn't know what she's doing. Yeah, we might be in for a little bit of trouble, which is why you need to get your own kingdom set up. You need to get your own stuff in line. You need to take care of you and yours. All right, we got other stuff we can talk about here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. This is from WDSU. I'm guessing that is a station in Miami. In Miami, a lawsuit has already been filed in Miami against the owners of the collapsed building. That's right. And the update I can give you on that, actually, let's see if we can get this audio clip up here on an update on what's going on in Miami right now. Here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, this is from CBSN News.
Tragically report the death count is now 4. I want to be...
This was at 8:13 this morning.
Very clear about the numbers. They're very fluid. We'll continue to update you as we have them, but we have confirmed 4 deaths. The search and rescue team worked throughout the night, and it was a very active scene from above and below. And we also brought heavy machinery onto the site to assist with the operation. And so we are very, very grateful that our president has now authorized FEMA support. And we're joined here today by our FEMA representative who can tell you more. And that is going to assist us in our recovery efforts as well to assist the families. We have the resources for the families at the Family Reunification Center. We've been actively providing them everything that they need. Food, shelter, cash to assist with.
All right. Yeah, great. Yay, federal government. Woo! Or state local. So the 12-story building, let me rephrase that for anybody who wants to actually hear. There was a 12-story building that collapsed in the middle of the night yesterday. Early morning, actually. Nobody has any idea why. Right now, the death count's at 4. And there are 159 people, well, it's a FEMA thing because Ice Cream Joe declared it a national emergency. He gave him a disaster declaration so FEMA can come in. That's how FEMA's there. Good question. Declaration of emergency was approved. So this building collapsed early morning. 4 people are dead. 159 people are missing. And nobody has any idea. Why? Yeah, because Governor DeSantis declared a state of emergency. And then Biden approved of it. So it's just a way to get more federal funding in quicker.